Peace and love, family. So, yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I said peace, like I was leaving the last time, but no, I'm back. So, this segment is going to be about Trump. Trump blowing his trumpet, as always. Trump is being Trump. So, I want to talk about Trump wanting to give drug dealers, you know, which we all know who the drug dealers are that he's referring to, you know, black melanated men for the most part. The death penalty. My question is, why aren't rapists and pedophiles given this same penalty? Because in my opinion, this is just my opinion. Who the fuck am I? But yeah, no, I'm somebody in my eyes and in people's lives around me. But to me, rapists and pedophiles are like the worst. They're like the scum of the earth to me, in my opinion, because they steal something so precious from people that they cannot get back. Because nobody asks to be raped. Nobody asks to be violated, to have their innocence stolen, to have their ability to be able to trust, you know, people, especially the sex of somebody that has done this to them. So, like, to me, they're definitely doing a lot of damage, you know, permanent damage, a lifetime worth of damage. So I want to know, why isn't that same penalty offered for those type of individuals? And in my opinion, this is just my opinion of it from my observation, is that these people, you know, people of that persuasion, have a history of being sexual deviants. You know, they have their little sexual perversions. They like having sex with kitties, and you know, they like you know, violating other people sexually. So if it's something that they do, if it's something that's in their nature, of course, naturally, they're not going to want to prosecute people or punish people too severely for those crimes that, to them, is just a part of their nature. Now, you guys can weigh in on that and tell me what you think, but to me, that is just my take on that. That's how I feel. And you know, it's something that should make everybody go, So, yeah. And speaking of Trump, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, hate Trump. They're very wary of Trump. Trump speaks for America. And no, I'm not talking about quote-unquote black people, melanated people in America, because we're not a part of their government per se. You know, we have to understand the Constitution. We have to understand the laws. We have to understand the amendments. We have to really do our due diligence when it comes to researching. We just pop off at the mouth and we don't really know and understand the system. You know, we complain about the system. We talk shit about the system. We want to tear down the system. The system is unjust and this and the third. But very few of us take the initiative to go and really dig deep and study the system. And once you understand the system, once you understand the government, you understand that that's not our government. So what Trump is talking about, he's America's government, and he's America's president, and he's talking for America. He's talking for those people of that persuasion who the Constitution is actually written for. So, yeah, you guys really have to, you know, stop, you know, being fooled by fake smiles and fake warmth. A wolf always shows their teeth before they bite, before they attack you. So with some of us being weary of Trump because of what media has programmed many of us to think, especially many of us so quote unquote so-called woke folks who aren't really thinking for ourselves either, if you've been doing your research, you'll understand. Let me turn my page, y'all. You'll understand why quote-unquote black folks, melanated being in America, need to completely abandon the Democratic Party and become Republic. Now, I know what the Democratic Party originally did for our ancestors during the abolishment and, you know, the abolishment of slavery and all that stuff like that. But this is a totally new day and age, and there, the Democratic Party I'm speaking of, when I say there, as well as ours, you know, black people, melanated people, needs and priorities and mission in this day and age has completely changed. If we truly want to be free and independent, we have to become a republic. We have to. And I'm not talking about other people of the other persuasion. I'm talking about quote unquote black people, quote unquote African Americans, quote unquote melanated beings in America. No matter what your beliefs are, whatever you want to refer yourself to, we have to become a people of a republic. And I'm going to explain to you why. So, you know, this is what I'm saying. You guys really need to research the word republic. Republican, republic. You guys really need to research and understand what that means. Too many of our people offering solutions, idealism, and opinions without doing some actual studying on the topics that they are speaking against. And our people eat the BS up like a Sunday dinner. Now, let's stop. And think, first of all, we really have to stop the negativity. We have to stop the division. We have to stop regurgitating propaganda. And now you would think like woke people would be aware of propaganda, but not many of us are. A lot of our people are like, I would like to call them junior woke. Some of our people are not really woke. They just talking in their sleep. Remember a little bit and they just, you know, they see, cognitive dissonance is a real thing, y'all. And I'm sorry, like, a lot of our people is not really woke. They just talking in their sleep, and I'm gonna leave that at that. But we really have to stop the division. We have to stop promoting propaganda. We have to stop tearing each other down because, you know, some of us really do want true independence. And a lot of us really want to govern ourselves and want to build our and you know, just have better for our children and the generations to come. And if your ideals don't align with that, then you can't really call yourself woke, you know, regardless of what you call yourself. If you want to be African American, if you want to be black, if you want to be Moor, if you want to be Hebrew, that is fine. You want to be Christian, that is fine. But at the end of the day, our goal still has to align. And that is that's for the betterment of melanated people, quote-unquote black people in America. That's it. That's all. Now, if you guys stop and think about it, Cuba and Haiti are both independent republic countries. The republic stands for independence. When Haiti won their independence, they became a republic country. When Cuba won their independence, they became a republic country. For some reason, you guys think that republic is a bad word. The only way republic is a bad word is if you don't want to govern yourself. You don't want to be independent. You want to continue to be a minor. A minor is a child. A minor is somebody who needs other people to think for them, to do for them, to govern them. We don't need that as a people. We need to come into our own. And that's what the shift is doing. We are coming into our own. So that's why I said you cannot really be woke if you're not thinking along these lines. You are somebody who is just talking in their sleep. If all you want to do on social media all day is spew hate, division, recycled information, unstudied information, not doing anything in your real life to bring awareness, to bring togetherness, to bring correct information, to build anything sustainable and progressive for our people, you are just talking in your sleep. Like, hush, hush, hush. So, my people, stop being a Trump, blowing your trumpet, because if you are one of those people who I just described, you are just Trump. You are just another Trump blowing your trumpet. You are just Twitter fingers Trump. Twitter tweet Trump. And, you know, and that is a part of a lot of our problems. We become like our oppressors, or like the people who we claim are oppressing us. Because in this day and age, nobody is oppressing us. You know, I had this discussion with my cousin today, my older cousin, and he made a very good point. We as quote-unquote black people, African Americans, melanated people in America, we can have success. We can build things. We just have to learn how to come together. We have to learn how to overlook our petty differences. We have to really give up the mindset that was programmed into us, like, because we was talking about, like, with the police pulling over these black men and, you know, them shooting unarmed black men. And I would agree, black, our people, I'm not even going to say black men, just our people do resist authority a lot, you know. And I'm speaking from firsthand eyewitness, as well as somebody who have a hard time, you know, with authority. So, you know, I'm not just saying, like, you know, regurgitating shit. This is stuff that I've witnessed. You know, I've been in the, you know, I've been black my whole life. You know, but when you know better, you do better. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it and make sure, like, make it seem like my people's all together and that they just, you know, not doing anything, because that's not the truth. You know, a lot of our people are selling drugs, a lot of our people are stealing, a lot of our people is fighting, a lot of our people is doing a lot of things that they're not supposed to be doing. You know, even if the white man told us that we couldn't do it, you know, a lot of things that we do in our communities is detrimental to us as a people, as humans. So this is what I'm saying. Like, right is right and wrong is wrong. Morality has to kick in somewhere, somehow. We have to elevate above the bullshit. And that is something that we can't put on the police or anybody else. We have to learn how to be good people and stop doing shit that we're not supposed to do. Sorry for the language, y'all, but y'all know how I am. When I get passionate, I start cussing. I start swearing. So shit has gotten real right now, speaking about my people. So don't be a Trump blowing your trumpet, and let's start really coming together and building something. You know, like I said, in this episode tonight, we're going to talk about financial freedom and how you can get in contact with me to put you guys on if you're interested. So if you haven't done so, please go do so. Go on Facebook and type in your search engine, Carbon Culture CCL, because we're creating CEO lifestyles. You cannot be woke and be about your people and wanting to build things build communities, black-owned businesses, schools, cannot buy the block, like Jay-Z said, if you are broke. Being broke and woke is a joke. So I'm going to take a break, drink some water. My throat is getting kind of dry because I've been talking a while. And then we're going to go on to the next topic.